NADDF. JTMR NADDF. KTMR, go ahead. Do you switch over now? Yeah, just did. Just made the switch. Yep, and your audio is perfect. So it's definitely something to do with just being, it's almost like it's just the local receive, I guess. Although I sound fine coming to you, so I don't know. I'll have to pick Sean's brain. Yep, I agree. Definitely just something locally between us or whatever. Or two people on that, you know, repeater. But you're around, anything big, any big plans for today? Or just kind of messing around the house?
Connected to CMN Network.
No, nothing really. Just hanging out. Going to keep programming this Motorola before I throw it because it's got busy channel lockout on and I can't figure out how to turn it off. So anytime there's a key, I have to wait for the carrier to drop completely to key up.
Oh, that sounds fun. If you do need that meter, let me know. I think Amber's running out later today. She can drop it by for you if you need it.
I appreciate it. That's going to be my last ditch. I don't think I need it. I'd be surprised if it was RF-related because it's only when it's in and out audio on the repeater. If it's, God, dude, I don't know. I'm so confused. No, I don't think it's RF because it's reaching far, and I talked on it all the way to 32 and Plank the other day with Sean in the morning, and he was coming in on Warren, so that tells me it's not RF. It's something somewhere on the receive or inside the repeater. That's just not set correctly.
Uh-oh. What's happening?
Good morning. If Phil and I are both on the Elmont repeater, the audio is, like, super, super low. But as soon as someone else comes in, say, on Romeo or Warren or over the network, it's crystal clear and booming, like the transmit coming out of the repeater. So it's only low if him and I are both on that repeater.
So my audio right now is perfectly fine. Plenty of it, right?
Correct. And so is Phil's because he's on Romeo, but he's on his way into work, and we were just talking on Elmont, and the audio was like 50 to 60% less.
Is there a repeat disable button on that thing? I can't remember.
There's a P0 through 3, and then there's a power button. That's it.
So I'm wondering if there's an internal controller, and when you guys are local on the repeater directly, it's using the internal controller and therefore the internal audio path. And but if you're going out to or coming in from the network, you know, it clearly has to, it goes directly from the All-Star controller to the transmitter. That would be my guess. So there's got to be a controller board, and I can't recall. I'll have to look at the manual for that and see if there's like a repeater not found. You want it to be a base because you're external. You don't want it to use the internal controller. That'd be my guess.
Okay. So would that be a separate board in the unit, or would that be a board in the transmit radio? Because when I was reading through the manual on how to set it up, it was telling me to jump a pad inside the transmit radio. But I'm assuming that would have already been done because this is a factory unit.
Let me pull up the manual. I'm heading out the door right now, so it's going to be a bit. But let me pull up the manual when I get back. Well, let me pull it up real quick right now. Hold on.
Morning, Sean. Hey, Dakota, I'm actually pulling up, so I'll let you two get back and hopefully figure this out. So I will talk to you later on. So you guys have a good day and chat with you later. K8TMR.
All right, man. Sounds good. At ADBO.
There's a jumper JP2. I'm guessing there's a separate board inside the unit. There's a jumper JP2. Whatever its condition is, do the opposite. I'm guessing N.
So a separate board in the repeater, not in the mobile. JP2. If it's jumped, unjump it. If it's not jumped, jump it.
Yeah, I'm looking inside right now. There's a little board right behind the fan. So there's the radio, the fan, and then there's a little board. And on that board, there's a JP2. And I'm guessing you want to, whatever the condition of it is, change it. And that should disable the repeater. What that means is it'll disable the internal repeat. And therefore, it'll only use the All-Star controller, and therefore your audio route through it as well. That'd be my guess.
I will give it a go because it's got to be something dumb. I don't know why that wouldn't be done if this thing was in use, but I will take it apart in a minute here and see what it looks like.
No, it most certainly wouldn't be done because this thing was a repeater. Without it, it probably didn't have an external controller, but you're introducing an external controller, so you have to go in and change it. I almost certainly, it wouldn't be done.
The more you know. All right, cool. Well, I'm hoping it's that simple.
I got a picture of the board here. It's not very clear, though. It looks like they're showing, like, resistors and capacitors. They're not showing jumpers. Oh, wait, J1. There's one. Jumper 1. Boy, it should be silkscreened on the board. Wait a minute, right here. Yeah, it's not a very good picture. I can, and there's no good pictures of that board, so maybe I'll pop the lid off the one here. Well, you'll probably have it figured out by then. All right, I gotta go. I'm gonna get out the door, meet the boys for breakfast, and I'll let you know if I figure anything out.
I knew you would know. I'll text you and let you know what I find. Appreciate it. I hate DBF.
WFC. Did you get my picture?
I did. I just texted you back. I have that exact board in there, so I just got to figure out what's what.
Yeah, you'll see that header or those four jumpers. It looks like all three are. It looks like one is in, two is out, and three and four are in. I bet you if you open yours, all four are in.
Oh, so those are just jumpers, like I don't even have to solder or anything.
Not at all. It's just one of those little, two-pin jumper things.
Give me 2 seconds, I'm going to pop the cover. This is why I call you the Godfather.
Was that it?
I would assume so. I don't have any way of testing, but they're all in, so I'm going to pull two out.
Yeah, that'll disable the repeater. That's disable repeat. The reason you do that is so that it does not use the internal controller, and then it'll have to use the external controller, and then your audio will get processed from the same source.
All right, good deal. I'll test with Wyatt or Phil probably, I don't know, Phil's working, so I don't know. I'll screw around, maybe I'll disconnect and drive around, turn on Echo. But, sweet, I'm glad it was an easy fix. I was worried I had issues with the radio. Did I break it?
Oh, no, I'm at Starbucks, hold on. Alright, anyhow, it was just paying for my drink. What did you say? Did you break it?
No, that is most definitely what it was then, because, yeah, like you said, all four were jumped, so I'm pretty sure we're good now. So, appreciate it. What an easy fix.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was the problem you were having, so I should have put two and two together, and when you were, thank you. And when you were monkeying with the audio, and I didn't quite put together what exactly your problem was, and when you explained it to me this morning, I'm like, ah, okay, ding, ding, ding.
Well, if I'm being honest, I didn't really narrow it down 100% until last night, so I was able to properly explain it now.
Yeah, and in fairness, I should have known that. You're right. I mean, that Bocce, it's a repeater, right? So it's got an internal repeater controller. So the first thing you got to do is take out the internal repeater controller because you're introducing an external repeater controller. So you don't want the competing pads or keying, you know, or control or any of that stuff. And, you know, it just didn't even dawn on me. So, duh.
Well, good deal. My $150 repeater gets to continue and work like it's supposed to. The last question I'm going to ask you for the day, please tell me how to turn off Busy's channel lockout.
On your prep or on the repeater? It can't be on the repeater. On your prep?
I don't know if it's possible, but I'm in CPS 16.
It is. And it's I had the same problem. It's not as straightforward as you think. They don't call it that. They call it like clear channel permit or something. I forget. There's a word for it. You know, that's Wally / Fred / just about anybody that plays with those XDR radios can answer that in a second. Because I just did this, and it's not what you think. And I don't even know if it's global. I think you got to do it per channel. So that's a bugger. But that might be for DMR, because on DMR, it's like, oh, Jesus, I just went through this. I'm not good with that radio. It's not labeled as such. It's like, well, by now somebody's maybe heard me and waiting to go, shut up, unkey, so I can say the answer. Well, that was a gamble that didn't work out. Yeah, it's something fairly straightforward. It's just not as obvious as, you know, Busy Channel Lockout. It's got some other name like, you know, Clear Permit or something like that. I don't know. Or Admit Criteria, you know, Always or something like that.
Yeah, transmit, admit criteria, but I just can't find that thing, so I don't know. I'll keep researching and digging around. Scopeplug software, it's not the most complicated thing in the world. Like, it's complicated in some aspects, but then other things like this that should be smacking me in the face, I cannot find.
Okay, go to the channel. Go to the individual channel you're interested in it on, and then once you bring up all the criteria for the channel, scroll all the way down, and in the lower right, it's down there in the lower right somewhere.
I found it. So, this mother effer. So, when you, by default, when you open a channel up in basic view, you have to go up to view and turn on expert view to see the rest of the channel settings. It's admin criteria.
There you go. All right, here's the bitch. I think it's a channel-by-channel basis. So that means if you've got a timer, it's going to probably be whatever, you know, it's probably going to be on all of them. So that is annoying. I just don't believe that that's a correct way to do that, but I think that's how they do it. This I don't know if there's a global time setting, in which case you could maybe set that really long, and then that way you don't have to go through every channel disabling it. You know, you could just make the time long. But I don't know. I never got that far. I just had one channel that was bugging me on, and I turned it on and turned it off, and that solved it for me, at least so far. And so far as I think that solved it for me. I don't know. All right. Good luck.
You're the man. Thank you. Enjoy your breakfast. And I think you can, actually, if you just highlight them all and then change it.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KF8FQN, are you there?
KF8ZKY, this is November 8th, Bravo Zulu Romeo calling. KF8ZKY, this is November 8th, Bravo Zulu Romeo calling. Negative copy, NHBZR clear. KJO, KC8, Kikujo. This is NHBZR. KF8FQN, KF8FQN, NHBZR.
NHBZR from NHWRO.
Hello, Tim, NAWRO, this is NABZR. Good to hear your voice today. What's up?
I was just listening, monitoring, and I know Tom's feeling a little under the weather today. I had I had a brief QSO on Statewide 1 with him this morning. He's probably taking a break. Just wanted to let you know.
I heard part of that QSO. I knew he was sick. I just wanted to wish him well if he was awake. I figure he would have shut the radio off if he wanted to, you know, to get some rest. But I know he needs his rest right now. I just got over that cold thing. I don't know. It lasted a couple of weeks. It wasn't too nasty. It was kind of moderate. But, yeah, I missed a day of work over it. Over.
year last. I didn't know if you were aware or not, so that's good. Appreciate that. Also wanted to say I appreciate your assisting before I didn't get a chance to talk to you about K4ZYQ, all the help you provided. Appreciate that.
Just passed information on. Yeah, it's no problem. Yeah, we're gonna miss old Joe, I think. I used to chase him around on the radio, and I used to hear him everywhere. I mean, I heard him on...
Yeah, this is KF8F Glenn. If you're talking to me, 73 to you. And this is KFASQM. Clear and listening.
KFAFUN. This is KFAFGS. David here.
KFAFGS. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8. Foxtrot, Quebec, November. Go ahead.
You're connected.
Yeah,
to
you got a good strong signal on you. What repeater are you hitting, you know? I'm bouncing off of Warren.
KFAFGS, still in.
This is KFAFGS. Go ahead.
That's pretty lofty there. Well, like I said, I'm hitting the Romeo repeater.
Oh, roger that. Roger that. What's your QTH?
This is KFAFGN. Hey, I gotta go. Dakota arrived at my house, dropping off an all-star note. So, maybe I'll hear you again. Sorry for not answering your question. And this is KFAFGN clear.
All right, KFAFGN. This is KFAFGS, finding good signal. We'll be monitoring.
Good morning, David. Thank you for watching the QTH.
Good morning. NABPA. This is KFAFGS. Good to hear your voice.
Kelly, QSY to double nickel, 443-55.
Yeah, let me see if I can get over to double nickel. KF8FGS, QSY.
This is KF8FSX, Kilo Foxtrot, 8 Foxtrot, Sierra X-ray, driving on HD monitoring.
And HDPA, this is KF8FGS.
KF8FGS, WATPA. I'll copy.
WATPA, this is KF8FGS. Go ahead.
How's my signal, David? How copy? Back to you.
Good copy. Good copy. 5x9, full signal strength. Modulating fine. I got no scratchy, no popcorn. Very good signal. Back to you.
Oh, that's peculiar. Typically, my signal is pretty bad here on this region. Okay, whatever happens, well, I'm glad. I'm glad I've been heard over the FBI system. If you can go to myqrz.com page, you will find the antenna, the little antenna that I'm operating now from. Oh, it's interesting. And it's on, not even above the roof. It's pretty close, shadowed by the roof from that computer. Warren, I think. Okay, David, KF8FGS, WATPA. I'll be monitoring, and you have a great Saturday and Sunday. And we'll talk to you later, okay? 73.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Good to hear you. Haven't heard you in a number of days. It's always good to be heard. Yeah, we're close to our QTH, so as I heard somebody say, I'm about to, how did the guy put it? About to be destination. This is KF8FGS in the mobile, 73, and we'll see you in church.
WAPPA listening.
This is KFA FSX driving on HT. How do you copy?
KFA, Foxtrot Sierra X-ray. Is that your call sign? Or was it you who was operating from the school bus? This is WH Bravo Papa Alpha.
Copy. I copy you loud and clear. How's my, how am I coming across?
Fully readable. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Sierra X-ray. This is W8 Bravo Papa Alpha. You're fully readable with a little noise in the background, but that's not a problem. Back to you. What's your name and what's your location? Current location.
I am driving in Warren. Normally from Melvindale. My name is Karen. I will be stationary in Warren shortly.
Truck Sierra X-ray. I'm looking up Karen. Nice to meet you, Karen. Now I see your face on QZ.com. Well, my name is Vladimir, and I'm located in Southfield. Now stationary, not driving. Back to you, Karen.
Nice to meet you, Vladimir. I'm glad you found me on QRZ. You can go ahead and add me as a contact if you want to. I'll let you back. Just checking my new signal stick while I'm driving to see how well I'm coming across and what kind of signal I'm getting. So I'm glad you can hear me well.
Your signal is perfect right now. Well, probably you're not far from that repeater location. Okay, Karen, I'll be here on this frequency for a while, and I will be glad to give you a signal report wherever you are, if I am available currently. But I will be staying here for a while. Okay, drive safely and talk to you later. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Sierra X-ray. WHBPA. Over.
Thank you, Vladimir. I appreciate that. I will drive safely and I will be monitoring KF8 FSX 73.
WHBPA. WHRIT.
WHRIT. Is it Romeo India Tango? WABPA, over.
Yes, you have the call sign correct. I'd like to ask you a question starting off, hopefully for further conversation. Kind of sticky with world conflict and such, I'd like to ask you, are you Russian or Ukrainian?
Well, I guess your name is David, because I'm looking at your webpage on QRZ.com. Well, David, I am an American. I am a proud American citizen. And yes, my roots are Russian. Is that the answer that you wanted from me? Back to you.
Actually, that was, and thanks for that correction, yes, because I did need that, yes. I should have probably worded that differently for heritage. Well, with that, I'll say, Zdrav Butcha, Privet, Menya Zavut Dave, as you already know. I would like to ask you, Vladimir, if you could, I'd like to know if you could kindly give me a little bit of some language lessons. I know a smattering of Russian, that's why I'd ask. So I'd like to know maybe if you could help me on pronunciation maybe of this phrase. So I might tell you, Moya Bivshe Zhenya Zhitna Samaskva.
David, I got something, well, I didn't understand the phrase, but I got Moscow and Zhitya, something like that. Oh. Can you repeat it slowly that I can understand better. W8 Romeo India Tango. This is W8 Bravo Papa Alpha. Back to you.
Yeah, sure. The phrase is, Moya Bisnijanya Jitna Samaskva. So maybe if I know if you could help correct me on that a bit.
I'm trying to translate it into English. What you said sounded like Polish to me, like Polish or maybe Ukrainian. I don't speak neither Polish nor Ukrainian. Did you say, can you tell me the English translation? My best living was living in Moscow. Is that what you wanted to say? Back to you, David.
Пожалуйста, извините за мое плохое русский. what I was trying to ask you, how would you say, I did that basically, I think you trying to teach myself through Google Translate. So how would I say the phrase in Russian, you know, basically that my ex-wife lives in Moscow? How would I say that?
My previous wife lives in Moscow. Is that what you want? My previous wife, ex-wife, right? Do you mean that my previous wife lives in Moscow?
Correct, yes. How would I say that in Russian?
Okay, I can say it slowly three times. Моя бывшая жена живет в Москве. Моя бывшая жена живет в Москве. And once again. Моя бывшая жена живет в Москве. Is it clear? Back to you, David.
Yes, that was clear. I'm going to need some definite practice with that. Well, anyways, boy, I'm enjoying this nice sunny day out. Might even bring the bicycle out and get a few laps around the block or something. Maybe not too far here, but probably have to get out and do something and enjoy the sunny weather here. I might like to ask you some more in the future, Vladimir, if I could. Here's another question that I need to rephrase how I ask people this, because it could very easily be misinterpreted. but what kind of ham radio operator are you? By that I mean, what areas of a hobby do you particularly enjoy?
David, I got you. W8RIT, W8PTH. I got licensed 2 years ago here in the United States, but I used to be a ham radio operator in Russia. And my major interest right now is about building peculiar antennas. That's my call sign, W8PTH, building peculiar antennas. And if you go to purezed.com to my page, you will see a couple of them there. And my next project is going on, and hopefully by the end of the April it will be fully functional here for this particular 70-centimeter band. So that's my interest now. I don't have HT equipment. Later this year or next year, I will buy something for myself. But so far, I operate on the UHF ears. W8RIT, W8PTA. Back to you, David.
And W8RIT, I'm not certain. Was there another station in there? If so, go ahead.
Thank you, RIT. This is N8
Bravo Zulu Romeo. I heard you guys talking. I just wanted to jump in there and say something to Vladimir. Hey, Vladimir, have you ever built a COCO antenna? That's a COCO antenna. That's a coax collinear antenna. You take half wavelengths of coax and solder them all together in a certain way, and makes a 9 dB antenna about 6 feet long. Sorry to interrupt, guys. Just had to jump in there when I heard him talking about antennas. NABZR, we're listening.
Okay, Brian, I understand your question. November 8th, Bravo to Romeo. You probably refer the bazooka antenna. Well, I built one of them or something like that for 40 meter band back in the day, probably 20 years ago, maybe 25 or 30, I can't remember exactly. It was not a dipole type. It was asymmetrical, like more like Windom antenna. But yes, it was built with a coaxial in the central part, and it was really quiet. Yes, that is a good antenna. Should be. Well, bazooka, probably bazooka is what you want to Google. Back to you, Brian.
Let's let our RIT jump in there, and then I'll respond. Over.
Hi, Brian, and welcome to the conversation. Good morning, or good afternoon. And pretty interesting there, Vladimir. See, I haven't really done too much myself with any peculiar antennas, but I have read about some things in the past where I think it was somewhere down south, Kentucky or something like that, they did have some unofficial contest where people would come and congregate and use, kind of like what you're talking about, various household items that you wouldn't normally think of for antennas that they're using. Anything from, I don't know, metal bed frames and aluminum lawn chairs and such, but I think some people have adapted it to the part of that goes for all of this. But you keep it peculiar forms of antenna, so maybe I'd like to ask you, Vladimir, if you could tell me what you might consider has been your most something that, you know, people wouldn't have actually thought of. Anyway, let me toss it back to you there, Brian. He was NACCR from WHRIT.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. I think your name was NACCR, November 8th, Bravo Zulu Romeo. Beezer was my nickname when I was a little kid, and that's how I grabbed that call sign from someone who passed away. But, hey, Vladimir, cock de la, did I say that right? No, it's not a bazooka antenna, it's different. It's a collinear antenna where you cut half wavelengths of coax and you solder them center conductor to the shield conductor. And you alternate like that eight pieces of coax. And I've got mine all built, ready to go. I just have to attach a feed line to it, and then I'll run it on the VNA and see how it's doing. So, Kostila, Vladimir, over.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
That's nice to know. Michigan Central Emergency Network. That's good. Okay, Brian, I got your idea. Yes, I've seen it on the internet. Yes, I agree with you. This is not a bazooka type antenna. Well, I will be interested in how it works when you're ready to use it. Well, guys, David and Brian, if you go to QRZ.com with my call sign in the database, my web page contains my email address, so you feel free to shoot me with your emails and with your telephone numbers. I will be glad to get in touch with you, whatever it is, antenna affairs or maybe fishing. I know David leaves a F-class shows. Maybe he has a boat. I will be there. Oh, my goodness, I will be there during the summertime. Okay, and David, is microphone is yours, sir.
Okay, very good. Vladimir, M3, Ocean and Priyatna. Over to you, Brian, and I'd like to ask you, are you, for this correct antenna, are you maybe putting it inside like a sheath, like a tube, maybe PVC or something for some vertical support? Over to you, Brian.
Roger that. I'm going to put it into a piece of 3/4 inch PVC, or maybe 1/2 inch. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Maybe the 3/4 would be stiffer if I want to put it on the roof. Yeah, and then I set these antennas up. I'm on the second story of a wood building. I set it out right next to my bed there. Wife doesn't complain too much, and they seem to get out really good. My my J-pole antenna that I cut for plastic works really good, and I'm going to probably put the Coco antenna in there. I have it sheathed with where you do the soldering. I put heat shrink over it, and then I sheathed the whole thing in polyester sheathing. I don't know how that's going to affect the antenna yet. That'll be a test, and then I'll stick it up in the PVC. Go ahead.
Yeah, sounds pretty good there, Brian. And well, for the, I guess you said there's 8 independent links of coax. I think you made mention that you go from center conductor to shield on them, and just alternate. How long are each of these independent sections of coax? And I'm assuming it also matters as far as maybe RG58, which may have something to do then with the velocity factor, because I'm also then kind of curious overall, is it collinear? Is it basically, I'm assuming that a lot better for us on the ground, because compared to quarter wave vertical.
Hey David, I caught most of that up to the point where you started talking about velocity factor, and then I lost you. It was all staticky. I don't know if you're in a mobile or a HT or whatever, but I lost the end of that conversation. But I heard you were still talking, so I waited before I keyed. But yeah, velocity factor of the RG58, the cheap stuff I bought from Amazon, is 0.66. I repeat, 0.66. It doesn't really matter what coax you use as long as you match up the velocity factor. But most coax, that cheap stuff, is 0.66. You could use RGA, you could use anything you want, but I didn't think that the other stuff would fit so well up in the PVC pipe. So, and I got to figure out how to do the the feed point. I have to put a grounding thing quarter of a wavelength away from the antenna, or a half a wavelength away from the antenna. I'm sorry, I'm driving here. I'm trying to concentrate. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, this antenna sounds pretty intriguing. For the collinear. And then the other question I was curious, Brian, is for the independent links of coax, approximately how long are they for each of the sections of coax? I think you said there's 8 sections. Is it maybe something like, I don't know, 1.5 feet for each of the independent coax sections?
Oh, I heard that. Yeah, I forgot to tell you. It was 237 millimeters. 237 millimeters or maybe a little bit more because you've got to put that little piece on the end that you solder to. Is your email at QRZ? I could look you up and I could send you the PDF file that I'm using from N1HF something, HFY I think it is. It's the guy that did an article on this antenna. Are you on QRZ? Over.
Yes, I am on QRZ. It's probably just as easy just to remember my call sign at yahoo.com. But since you're driving, maybe it's easier to send you an email. And then that way you have it. You don't have to worry about writing it down as you're driving. So let me ask you, Brian, in reverse, are you good on QRZ for email?
Roger that. I'm on QRZ. It's NABZR, November 8, Bravo Zulu Romeo. So, yes, go look up my email there and send me an email, and I'll be glad to talk to you. And I'll take care of Vladimir, too.
Send you my picture of my latest project to you, Brian, and to you, Dave, okay? Now I am QSY to the kitchen. Good luck to both of you guys, and Brian, Mike is yours.
Yeah, I'm QSY to the kitchen, too. I'm cooking 20 pounds of dog food for my puppy, so I got to go get to work. I just got back from the store. So talk to you later, David. Talk to you later. Vladimir 73 to you both. This is NABZR. We're going to go in the house and listen. Over.
Okay, great timing, Brian, because I was thinking I need to do the same thing here. Going and put the feedback on here, too. So I'll say 73 to both of you. Nice chatting with you. Nice, you know, especially talking about antennas and such, so we can do some more in the future. But, yeah, I've been lollygagging and just playing around the house, so I need to get a little bit more active and maybe actually get outside here. Anyways, 73, gentlemen, have a great afternoon. This is WHRIT.
KATB.
Connected to CMN Network.
Jumper was doing that is beyond me, but audio sounds good coming this way. I think I sound good coming that way based on what I'm hearing over the phone. So now all you got to do is see if now we fix that local audio issue, now that we did the right jumper. And I'm going to scratch my head over why the hell that one jumper had anything at all to do with your problem.
All right, cool. Appreciate it. I don't know either, so maybe I misunderstood. I thought we were supposed to unjump that J2, JP2, but we actually needed to jump JP2.
Well, now, no, hold on. Remember when I told you originally, go in there, when we thought JP2 was what you were actually monkeying with was JP6. You know, I said go in there and whatever the status of JP2 is, change it because we know it's locally repeating. Now if you unplug that cable I told you to unplug and look for the red light, you won't see a red light.
All right, copy that. So the only person that I know that can hear this repeater in the area is Phil and Wyatt. Phil's at work, so I either have to wait for Wyatt to hop on the air or test with Phil tomorrow. But as long as I'm not trashing the network, that's my main concern. I can live with lower audio. Transmitter status up and PTT showing that it was keyed. If I unkey, COS dropped and said clear, but then PTT stayed keyed for a minute and then dropped.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, John, don't want to miss you there. I'll be back in a second. John, go ahead. I've got to check something. I'm gonna drop the CMN network so they don't hear. They have to listen to this.
Yeah, no worries. I just heard you guys doing your little sound checks. And well, aside from that, other than that, I will step out, but I'll be here if you guys need me. KEHWUO.
Yeah, all right, John. Yeah, we're having a we're chasing a gremlin up there on Dakota's new ICOM. He's got an absolute carbon copy of the one I got from Anthony. And God, I wish he still had it. I'd say throw that one on the air. You should have just given me that one. I could have went through that one and everything like that. Maybe that's the way to do it. I'll drive north.
You want to do that today, or you want to do that next week?
You guys want.
Yeah, I can bring you the programming cable, the repeater, and all that stuff. You can put it all back to the way it was, verify that everything is working, and if it is, then give me the whole new setup. I can get the duplexer tuned up, and I can do it at my leisure because you got that one indefinitely, right? And then I can bench that thing and look at it and try to figure out what the hell's going on.
If that's the route you want to go, do you think it was a fluke or we had a dead key somewhere though? Because it hasn't done it since.
It's doing it like every transmission. You're just not seeing it. Did you copy that? It's doing it like every time. I just don't think you're noticing.
No, I got it now. One last thing. So you said those four jumpers are the hang time. I wonder. It wouldn't have anything to do with power cycling the mobiles, right? That's all done through the controller.
I mean, theoretically, if you found what the setting was, this doesn't fix the problem, but a Band-Aid could be set the hang time to zero, whatever the jumper configuration is for a zero hang time, and then it would be less likely to hang itself up for a long period of time, you know, because all it needs is one break in the action, and it'll drop if it's zero hang time. So it would mitigate the problem somewhat, but it's only a Band-Aid. That doesn't fix the problem. You know, another thing I'd
right.
like to do,
okay.
I'm inclined to come all the...
Man, what a pain in the ass. I'm trying to think if I can make it down there today. Where do you think of meeting?
Well, I was just about to say, I'd prefer to just come right to your house because I'd bring a watt meter with me and some cables, and we could check, the input and the output to the duplexer, make sure that's all right, the output of the duplexer to the antenna, and just make sure that, all that's good because, when you're getting into your receiver like this, it generally indicates like a jumper issue or some sort of a issue. You couldn't possibly have the duplexer wired wrong, right? Well, no way. If you're hearing that thing in that Almont, there's no way you got that in the wrong port. Or into Armada, there's no way you got that into the wrong port. So that, scrap that.
If you are up for the drive, I planned on being home all day, so that's completely up to you, and I have beer.
All right, let me load everything up. All right, I got to check in with the wife and see what our plans are here, because I'll be a few hours. But all right, I'll let you know when I'm rolling. W8FU.
I just did the same thing and I'm in the clear, so I'll be here. NADDF.
Radio to work. Yo, Dakota.
Sorry, I stepped away from the radio. Who is that? Oh, yeah, I'm on it right now. I'm turning into, a Moto fanboy. I got a new OEM battery antenna coming for it. As long as I stay thrifty like I have been, I should be fine.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. We're heading up towards Richmond to go to our favorite little meat market up there and pick things out for Easter.
Are you going to Wheat? Sean is going to come out here today to take a look at mine and see what the hell is going on, but I don't think you're on the Elmont repeater. I just asked if you're going to Weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do this again later. I don't know why I'm getting all this squelch. Do you hear squelch?
That's his repeater, and when it's going, he can hear you, but nobody else can hear you on the repeater.
I got it. Okay. All right, you guys have fun today. I'll chat later. WB.
Am I clear on the clear node?
Sounds clear to me. KTAWUO.
All righty, thank you, sir. I'm just going to hang out here until we get this situated.
Well, good luck. Hopefully you and Sean get that all dialed in. That'll be nice. I'm sure Wyatt will like it too, so very cool.
We had one on the air for about a week or two, and it worked freaking amazing, and I bought my own unit. Of course, nothing goes smooth.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's definitely the way it goes for me. It's never as quite as simple for me as it is for everybody else. But I guess at the end of the day, I learn more. So, I don't know. that's the only silver lining I see there.
How do you think we, got to be experts? Because we had to put up with all this trick and learn, just like you. Eventually, you'll know it all, and somebody will be coming to you and saying, hey, man, what do I do? You know, I hope I get to the point where I can return the favor.
Yeah, same here. It's quite the shoes to fill there.
Hey, John, that guy that was on P-25 with the 8,000, AVX 8,000, was he on a handy talkie hitting a P-25 repeater from Commerce Township?
Yeah, I think that's what he said. He said he was on an 8,000, and definitely, I think the call sign was K8RX, and that was back to Commerce Township, so I don't know how he'd be getting in. He might be using a nose or something, but probably not, actually. He must have been. He said he was under an 8,000, so the only one that I know of is an HD.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty amazing, what he was doing. Yeah, well, as far as I know, I haven't heard anything too different. P-25 around here is nodeless by design. So my guess is he had to have been hitting something.
Yeah, that kind of came to me midway through my last, and it kind of dawned on me that he's probably not coming in on a node. He's going straight into something. And he did talk about TJ's machine, so I don't know. He must be getting in over there or something. But, it's not too often that you see people with HDs jumping on P25 that you don't hear more regularly.
All right. More friends. I like that. All right. Take care.
W8.
All right. You have a good one, sir. Good talking to you. We'll talk to you again soon. KE8WUO.
Rick Durbell, downtown, Richmond.
W8FU.
Yes, I am. It says 45 minutes, 36 miles.
Right around the corner.
Just turned north on the Quinner, and I see just a sea of red flashing lights.
Is that the dipshit that Corwell's striking?
No, I'm still a bit south of that, so... Anyhow, hold on, why isn't it giving me directions here? Hold on. Well, it's going to have me probably go pick up mound to the roundabout and then the freeway, so I won't have to find out what the red lights are all about there up north me a ways.
I was going to say, whatever the path of least resistance is to 53, and then just run that forever.
This works out. My wife will get her favorite pierogies. It's too far to just go make a run, but since I'll be on my way back. Yeehaw! Are you on the repeater now?
No, I was listening. And it started doing it again, so I just dropped the connection. I'm on my clear node.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it sounds good and clean now. What the hell? Figures. We call that a closing play.
You just got to trick the system, thinking it's going to get dissected, and then it starts working.
Yeah, when we were kids, they had these toys called Close and Play, and you would close the lid, and you would put the arrow on something, and you would close a duck, and then you'd close the lid, and it would play a duck sound or something like that, if I remember correctly. But anyway, it was called a Close and Play, so we adopted that for electronic stuff that was giving us trouble. When you close the thing all up, the trouble would begin. We call them Close and Plays.
When I first got this repeater on the air, it came with, like, I don't know, 8 screws for the top cover. It has none on it now.
Yeah, mine's got 1, and it's not even in it right now, or this one, I should say. All right, well, that'll be the plan. I brought some artillery. I've got kind of a, I'm not 100% sure I got everything. I just know damn well we're going to want to do something, and I won't be able to find the piece I need. Like, I looked quickly for an ISO T, and I didn't see one, so that could very well be something I'm going to regret. But anyhow, bottom line is I've got, I grabbed most of what I think we'll need, some jumpers and some stuff like that, but honestly, I'm thinking we'll just put this one back in play, and then that way we can throw that one on the bench and just go through it piece by piece. And I know if it gives us any crap at all, there's no need for us to fight it today right now.
Agreed. Hopefully it's something simple. You know what I'm thinking too? We could just swap the radios out and, well, no, I don't know if that would even make a difference. Because you said one of those radios was bad on that one, right? They had no transmit?
Yeah, the one I switched from transmit to receive because it had no transmit power out. So I just took the receiver one, moved it to the transmitter position, took the transmitter one, moved it to the receive position. You know, easy peasy. Who cares? Receiver doesn't ever have to transmit, so. But, all right, I'm going to make a quick stop here. Hopefully it won't be too long. It could be 10, 15 minutes. And then I will, I'll call you when I'm back on the road. WNFP.
I'll be here at 8 DBF.
$100 radio down here, it's fine, or you can buy the sir. I think right now, between the cost of my records and my stereo equipment, I've got about $5,000 into it. Got to stop, though. It definitely drains the wallet. I love it.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. And actually, next month, there's a big convention in Chicago, the Audio Expo North America. They call it Expona. So I'm going, a few friends are going, and I go almost every year, but I did not go last year. And I did not go the year before either. I went to Dayton the year before. So anyway, looking forward to that. It's always nice to do this. Really crazy stuff and see all the cool equipment and always come back with some the records that I got a lot of time now because I've got some great new music.
For sure. For sure. Don, if you can still copy me, I think you're getting away from the repeater site. You're starting to get really, really choppy. So I'm going to say 7-3. Drive safely up to Port Huron. I love taking that drive up there when I have the opportunity. And wish you the best on any good finds you can get out there in the hi-fi world. So drive safely, and hope to hear from you again really soon on this frequency. This is KVHQLY, and I'm going to be standing by and listening.
Yeah, I'm probably getting to the edge of it here, but it still sounds good here. But I'm not doing it, so. Yeah, nice to meet you. We'll catch you next time. The CHDB. CHDB.
All right, sorry about that. Longer than I expected.
All good, man. I'm not going anywhere.
I've been trying to get a buzz cut, and I keep it's not the right time, and I get busy with something else, and as I was going up Mount Carey, I said, oh, there's my barber shop right there. I can run in and get my hair cut real quick. I mean, but normally mine's just like shave it off, you know, Marine style, and but this guy wanted to talk, so.
You're good, man. I know how it goes. Getting a haircut's my least favorite thing because it's so time-consuming.
All right. It says 38 minutes, so I'll be blasting, and I'm starting to roll. All right. I'll give you a call as I get closer. I don't know how far I'll be able to carry, what I'll be able to carry, and how far I'll be able to carry it, but I know where you're at, so. If I lose the repeaters, where do you think I'll be good till? I don't think I have your machine. Well, you don't have it on.
Romeo should get you to, I'd say, Huff, and then I would switch to Richmond. Going through town is going to be a train wreck, especially with your little antenna. But then if you want to switch to 446, I can monitor that.
Yeah, not a problem. And we could do it old school. I've got your address, and when I pull up and knock on the door, you'll know I'm there.
No big deal. I'll know you're here. Just take 53, hang a left on Dryden. I'm your first street on the left, and then look for the lake.
All right, real good. All right, I'll be back in a bit when I check in when I get blasting north. Give me an update on the time.
WNFU.
Hey, can you guys hear me? This is KHDB.
K8 Boogie Boogie. W8FU. What up?
Hey, I was getting on a range, so I dialed around, and I think I found the Richmond repeater. Anyway, just wanted to comment. I don't remember what Dakota was on. I heard part of the conversation earlier, but his audio is about 30% of what yours was. My repeater's a little scratchy, and I couldn't make out anything he was saying. Level adjustment or something, and then get the repeater.
Really? I wonder if that's
you compared to Don?
Well, it was just an observation. Out here in Fort Huron, going to the audio club meet, but like I said, I dialed over. I heard it when I was on the Warner, Peter, when you guys were talking earlier. He seemed much, much quieter than you. And you seem, you know, Q5. Your audio seems to be about right.
Yeah, and see, to me, you guys both sound the same, or at least I think so. That's why I wouldn't mind hearing him again, just to be sure I didn't adjust the knob unconsciously here. All right, well, we'll keep an eye on that. Yeah, I knew that Port Huron meet was coming up. And, so today, there you go. Enjoy. My meet is a RF meet, and it's in Elmont. All right, catch ya. W8FU.
Said something to remind you, it kind of got away from me too, but I got to say it unexpectedly. So, all right, catch you later. Maybe.
Fun fact. W8FU, Romeo. You're making your way. Fun fact, when you're at the 23 Mile Road sign that says 1 mile till 23 Mile Road, you're 23 miles from your house.
So what mile road does that make me then?
I believe that would be 23 plus 22.
45 Mile Road.
Going underneath the bridge, the bicycle bridge, what's going on up there? What the hell's going on up there? Oh, no kings. Oh.
Yeah, I saw a Snapchat. Someone doing some bet, so there was a protest somewhere.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell. There's a whole bunch of people up there on that bridge, you know, the footbridge, the bicycle trail or whatever. And as I was going underneath it, I'm like, what the hell's going on here? And then as I got closer, I saw a couple of signs and went, oh, okay, I get it.
I don't know that's necessarily the bridge I would choose to protest something, but hey, whatever floats their boat.
All right, now I'm on the two-lane, 55-mile part, so I gotta put up with people.
Well, it's Saturday, not Sunday, so hopefully you don't get stuck behind someone that wants to do 45 the whole way, because good luck passing them.
Guy in front of me is, well, it's not really him, because there's a guy in front of him and a guy in front of him, so I'm not going to fight it. We're doing about 46 FML.
And that is why my 35-minute commute takes 45 minutes in the afternoon.
All right, I'll either chime in when I get, well, I'm curious how I can carry this one, so I'll chime in. It says I'm 8 miles to my turn. Curious to see how far with this crummy antenna I can make the Romeo.
It'll get you to town, I know that, and then getting through town, Richmond and Romeo are both a mess because there's just no RF coming in. But once you get out of there, if you switch to Richmond, it should get you to my house.
I'm not sure I have Richmond in this thing.
What were you using when you were working out that way?
My work vehicle. This is my personal vehicle with my little FDM 200, which I didn't have in the car for ages. And
you know, I had the 500 in here, so I would have put it in the 500, and then when I swapped this back into the car just to give it some workout, I never remembered to put Richmond in it.
Whoops.
All right, well, for any reason we lose comms, I'm about 8 minutes out. It says I'll be there about 2:08, so.
Copy that. I will be here, NADDF.
I just know that Chuck mows lawns. Oh, no, I'm leaving the county. I don't know what to do.
Was that Boardman?
Roger. Ooh, gun shop. Thumb gun. Any good?
They were good when they first opened way back in like 2015, 16. I'm trying to think when that was. Traded them an AR I built for like $700 cash and a Glock 17. And then ever since then, their prices have gone up and I don't know. They don't excite me. I'm pretty partial to Michigan if I want anything. If I got to order something, if I'm going to buy something, I just buy it at Cabela's and suck it up because it's convenient.
Oh, yeah, I've always liked Michigan. Bought a few pieces from there over the years, but nowadays I just usually buy them online and have them shipped into an FFL that'll do the transfer for me.
Yeah, that's kind of how I prefer it. I got a guy, he's not too far from here. He's over in Washington Township, and it's like $15 or $20 for him to do the transfer, and it's just no headache.
So I've entered Almont. I think I'm running high power. Just curious how I'm holding Romeo at this point.
Well, I am on a node, but you are still very clean coming in.
All right, so it's got better ears than it has transmit. That doesn't surprise me. Of course, Almont looks like a depression, so I'm probably going to get noisy. I don't know.
Yeah, if you catch me early in the morning and I sound like crap, that's usually because I'm rolling through town, so I wouldn't be surprised if you start dropping, especially if you only have your little UHF antenna on.
Well, say, Dad, you got a little something here, a couple, 3 miles from the house. That ain't horrible.
Couple okay restaurants. I like the Mikey's Bar over there. And then there's Roots, which is good barbecue. That's about it, really. And then you got, you know, Family Farm and Home and Hungry Howie's. There's not a whole lot, but if you go over the bridge or over the overpass, there's tons of stuff in Emily.
Yeah, I used to get up here all the time. I knew this area pretty well, but it's been a long, long time. Wow, salary is now investment. Huh.
I know, it's a bummer. I'm out of your neck of the woods, so there's not going to be any need for you to have sites up here.
I kind of want to do some testing now. I'm having trouble hearing the machine. How is my signal in?
Completely readable.
And I wasn't able to copy that. How is my signal getting into the repeater?
Signal in is completely readable, but if you're going through town, there's no shot.
All right, I'm north of town now. I'm out by the that little silo just north of town, by the military guns and ammo, another one in Paul's Truck Center.
Oh, I'll be able to see you coming up 53. Yeah, you're right by my house now, and you're in Romeo just fine.
All right, so if I get the transmitter fixed on this, it'll be much better, because it sounds like the receiver is working much better than the transmitter. Anyhow, it's telling me to turn right here.
All right, well, I'll see you in a second.
Hey, Sean, W8RCY. I copy you extremely well all the way back here on this side in Richmond. Audio is really good. A little crackly, but it's totally readable. Just thought I'd put in my 2 cents. W8RCY. And hello, Dakota.
All right, I'm turning on to your street. And I will see you in 8 moments. Hello, Donald. All right, I'm coming down your road. I see your antenna. I will be there in a second. W8RCY.
Copy that. I see you turning in. N8DBF. N8DBF testing. N8DBF testing 1, 2, 3. Good copy in Richmond. NHWRO. NHWRO from N8DBF. Thanks for coming back. We're trying to narrow down what's going on with this repeater hanging. Copy that. Really hope Sean didn't drive all the way out here for it to start working. Yeah, that wouldn't be fun. You got to find something.
The repeater's scared. It knows Sean's there.
Yeah, I know Sean's going to beat it up.
Yeah, all Sean has to do is just drive about 5 miles away.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, it was like earlier this morning, a thing ran all last night on the East Coast Reflector Youth Net, and then as soon as I left my house this morning, it started acting up. Like, literally as soon as I left the driveway.
File that under Murphy's Law. W-I-D-O.
N-A-D-V-F testing repeater. N-A-D-V-F testing 1, 2, 3. N-A-D-V-F testing 1, 2, 3. N-A-D-V-F testing.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
N-A-D-V-F testing 1, 2, 3.
Good test.
Try this radio. I don't have a copy.
Yeah, I'm hearing you over the I'm hearing you over the network, but not locally.
Was that last transmission? Oh, you're on your phone. Okay.
Duplicate all the jumpers. Well, except for those timeout timer ones. Duplicate the other repeater.
I did. They're back to how it is or how it was.
So all three of those separate jumpers are in.
Yep, I'm looking in the other one right now. No, they're the back one by the harness is in, and then on the other one here, the JP2 and 3 are not jumped, and we had JP2 jumped on my unit, and I just unjumped it. So now it's verbatim aside from the hang time.
Are you certain you had local audio at all at any point?
I am positive. Phil and I have talked on it several times.
So before this, it was before this, it was just really low.
Correct. And now there's none.
All right, hold on. I'll be right there.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Testing. Testing one. Testing. Oh.
Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, I mean, when it works great. I don't know
I don't know. I don't think it would be the fans, do you, Sean? But who knows at this point. I'm just going to leave him up once, see if it comes back.
No, it's not bad. It's you know, but what's puzzling me now is we don't have TL on the transmitter, so if it was the transmitter getting into the receiver a little bit, you'd think killing the TL would have solved it, but all right, well, I've had enough thought on it today, so we've got a lot of things licked and one step closer. You've got it. You've got the emergency brake glass plan. But yeah, so working pretty good. Let me know. I'm gonna try to like babble here. Boardman, next. I'll be entering Macomb County here in a second. Okay, I'm going cross Boardman right now. Just entered Bruce Township in Macomb County on Van Dyke. And Chickie's is that little restaurant, that little bar on the right or on the west side as you're going, as you're right in downtown. It's got that ramp going up to it, you know, on the sidewalk.
Is it still called Chickie's or is it called Mikey's?
You know, I don't know. Power, I can bump it up, but I thought I looked over and that's what it said. I don't even think it was called that when we were going there. We're talking 80s.
I'm thinking it's Mikey's. That's my favorite little dive bar.
Okay, I'm going to go back to work. WYM.
All right, okay, we'll catch you later. Just thanks for the network check. We were having a little bit of trouble with the local repeated audio. We got that. So now it's, and it sounds pretty well balanced. So we're just down to this, whatever this static burst thing is going on. And I thought sure we weren't going to hear that anymore. But anyhow, we'll let it roll for a while. We'll try to see where we're at. Anyhow, I'm quite a ways south now. I'm probably about halfway to Romeo. And it's getting a little popcorny to my receiver, but I've bumped it up to high power on the transmit side.
I'm assuming you made it over to Kidder because there's a spot between Boardman and Kidder that's pretty rough on the transmit and the receive. It's just kind of a low spot. And then once you get out of there and start heading due south, it cleans up, and I think that's kind of where you're at. But you should be able to run that all the way to like 35-mile road, close to 34 before the elevation starts to descend there.
Yeah, it's getting kind of flighty. You know, it's kind of, I mean, it's no problem. I can still hear it. But I am down here. What's coming up here? I got a blue sign that's telling me, what the heck? Pure Michigan, Crooked Creek Farm Dairy, Blake Cider Mill, next turn. So this is Ebling, I believe, right?
That's correct, and it's only going to start to get worse from there, and then it'll put you in full quieting range at Romeo.
Yeah, I'm right in front of the fire station now. This is my furthest charge since the hospital closed right up the road. All right, cool. Yeah, I can see the elevation dipping here at 35 miles, so I'm guessing it's getting kind of stinky.
Yep, still readable, but I can tell you're starting to go down. You got kind of more, a little bit more fry on the end of that transmission, so now if you switch over to Romeo, you're in the clear for the rest of your drive.
Okay, Romeo.
Perfect.
There you go. All right, I got to call in my pierogi order, make sure it's ready when I get there. I'll be back. W8FQ.
All right, I'm going to start buttoning up some stuff over here and cleaning up. N8DDF, thanks again.
No problem. Always fun trying to get one on the air. So I'm sure there'll be more. It's never that easy. There's always trials and tribulations. So, but we got 90% of it. I think we just got to work on this last thing. All right, I'll catch you in a bit. W8FU. All righty. I'll get it out. Pierogies be ordered. Life is good.
Well, Cubs fans are doing more work than I thought. I could literally smell the repeater when I walked in here.
And that's doing, what, 25 watts? And you're getting about 18 of those watts to the antenna. So that's pretty reasonable.
I think it serves its purpose for the antenna.
Yeah, your receiver will probably outperform your transmitter. If you wanted to, you know, kind of bump that up a little bit, you know, you could get like a little 50-watt continuous amp, you know, something that could do like, you know, 510 in, 50 out.
Keep your eyes peeled for one, and I might do it.
Man, all these construction barrels down here are 32. Got a state trooper sitting there on the southbound side looking to make someone's day. Joy.
That's what I deal with every morning, and that state trooper or a state trooper is there every morning.
Looks like once you get south of 32, it opens right up, so you could find a way to just get past that, and then you'd be good. But I imagine it backs up a ways, eh, in the morning?
Oh, yeah, it's before the bridge. That's why when I met you the other morning, what was that? That was a Friday, right? I don't remember what day it was. Whenever I met you, I just started heading east because I got to go east anyway on Hall Road. So I've just been taking the scenic route to work.
Hey, yesterday was a good day. So I met you. We did the handoff. I went to Ray, and the guys were, I thought they were a little behind schedule, so then I went into a cool little bakery in Romeo and got myself a coffee and then circled back, got me filled up with gas because one of our service centers is right there at 31 and Powell, and got back there and guys were already there. They said they'd been there a while. I'm like, well, if I'd have known that, I wouldn't have left. But they ended up being ahead of schedule. But anyhow, we got that knocked out. That went really well. And then I met with Wally. We met with a guy that owns a big old 150-foot tower that said we can do anything we want with it. And so that was cool. Met him, talked for a little while. And Wally and I went and had breakfast. When I went there, I met my counterpart from the county west of us. He was there, so we talked for a while, a little business, a little shop, a little play. It was a pretty exciting morning, pretty productive.
Sounds like a better Friday than I had. I can't complain about mine, but I'll take a bakery and a what you guys said, breakfast. Where'd you meet? You went to Richmond for breakfast, right?
You know, we were going to do Armada, and then we were going to do Richmond, and, you know, but when everything shook out and I figured out where he was going and where I had to go, we ended up going to New Haven to that Main Street Cafe or whatever it is, downtown New Haven, where the ARPSC guys like to get together. And that's a nice place. You know, they serve alcohol, so if you got somebody who wants a mimosa, they can get it. And they got nice food, good presentation, you know, place is nice. So nice little place. So I know the ARPSC guys are kind of meeting there. There's a middle ground for everyone. So every other month, such and such Sunday, I don't know which one it is, it's all on their website. But I'll be trying to make that. I'm going to have to pick up Arpad, though, get him out about being a hermit.
Where does Arpad hail from?
About 2 miles due east of me. We are both children of that neighborhood, and we both stayed in that neighborhood. I moved 1 mile west where I grew up. He moved about a mile east of where he grew up.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I don't hear him often. I think actually last week or maybe this week was the first time I heard him on the air.
There was a time you'd hear him so much you'd go, oh man, not that guy again. Anyhow, just kidding. But yeah, he used to be quite prolific. The climber, we could count on him for the antenna work and
He's been on top of some big buildings doing a ton of work for the repeater system, this system in particular. And I think he's even, belted up and climbed. I'm not 100% sure on that one, though. But, you know, getting old and having, hips and joints and stuff like that gives you trouble, tends to put a damper on that real fast.
Yeah, I got three store-bought joints right now.
Now, these days, a lot of people have store-bought joints, but I think you're talking about something else.
Yeah, I definitely did not roll my own. And, yeah, I've climbed a few towers, too, notably the one in Messina there, at the Messina Trucking, the original site of the Useca repeater. I don't know about original, but certainly the long-term one. Before some weather event took it down, which is kind of what happened over here. I'm not on HF near as much as I used to be because, I don't know, about 3 years ago we had a nasty windy ice storm and my 50-foot aluminum shaft got bent into a giant letter L and my my diamond 510 HNA, which was an awesome antenna at that altitude, got the tip smashed right off of it, so I couldn't even salvage the antenna. So I've been scratching my head debating what I'm going to do about all of that, so it's on the list of things to figure out. Dakota, WIDM.
Yeah, you won't see me climbing much. I don't even like getting up to do any maintenance on my antenna here. But, yeah, I've got the opposite problem. I have nowhere to, well, it sounds like that was a vertical. I don't have any trees, so my wires are not very high and slope downwards, which I don't love, so I got to figure that out this summer.
Well, if you don't have antenna work to do, you're doing something wrong. There's always something to do. I'm in pretty good shape, but I gotta get my VHF, UHF stuff in order. Yeah, I thought you did some climbing, RPAT. I wasn't 100% sure, but I could have swore you belted up and did some climbing. So I know you definitely did work on the repeaters, you know, at the building, at the building. But, cool. Anywho, those were the days, weren't they?
Yes. When all my joints functioned properly and I didn't weigh near as much as I do now and had a whole lot more agility. But, yeah, climbed a few towers, did Messina a couple times, I think. There was one in Detroit that Steve and I climbed up on for some reason or another. I can't remember what it was. I think it was some abandoned building that we had permission to. It had kind of a crow's nest on the top of it, if I recall. But yeah, I've been on top of Troy, Penobscot, David Scott. The Renson was fun. Top of the Renson, that was a blast up there with the UHF HT on super low power and transmitting like 25 miles. Dakota?
At ADDF. Yeah, that antenna will get you, or that tower will get you up there. I remember when I first became a ham, I keyed it up with a HT hooked up to my roof antenna on Armada. I was blown away.
There you go. Alrighty, I am here at Marcus Thrill. I'm going to go inside and pick up my Peter Rhodes. I'll be back a little bit.
Okay, Brody, man, your signal got a little weird there, kind of in and out. Not sure what the deal is. Maybe you're too close to a building or something. But yeah, Dakota, on that 50-foot aluminum mast, I also had a 135-foot long Carolina Windham antenna, and I was fortunate enough to be able to use the telephone pole in my backyard and my neighbor's tree across the street to get it up pretty good. I'd say about 48, 49 feet in the middle and probably a good 25 feet on either side up in the air, so I was pretty happy with that. I did a lot of cranking on HF on that, and I also had a Cushcraft R5 10 through 20 vertical up about 24 feet, and that thing was screamed pretty good about 10 through 15, and then between the Windham and the R5, 17 was kind of a wash, and then from 20 on down, the Windham just dominated.
Yeah, I've never ran multiple antennas in series. I always had, like, my old house before we moved here, I had a Nelson NFED. It was just a 133-foot or whatever. NFED half-wave, worked literally the entire world with it, all 50 states with a 7300, and absolutely loved that thing. But the Balin was up, like, 25 feet coming out of the house because it was a bungalow. So it was I had a dead chimney that I had the coax come out of, and that's where the Balin hooked up. So it was already up, you know, 25, 30 feet to start. And then it sloped upwards into a old maple tree about 95 feet that I'd use a drone to get it in there. So that thing just killed it. And then we moved here. Not a tree in sight. Well, I had the trees, but the dumb farmer cut them down. So I put up a Rhone mast, put a tri-band UHF VHF 6-meter up there, which is what I'm talking on now, or the repeater's talking on now. And before I put it up, I put a pulley and some rope so I can hoist an NFED up and down or any wire antenna. But I got to set the time out here, sorry. But the problem is I don't have anywhere to slope upward, so I got to slope down, which isn't a huge deal, but it doesn't work as good as the other one did.
It's hard to substitute altitude, that's for sure, especially when you have so many things around that interfere with your antenna, like all the fencing, the house wiring, gutters, telephone pole wires, all that stuff. The better you can get it up, the better. So, yeah, I was poking around online. I think it might have been DX Engineering. I found another, like, 46-foot aluminum push-up mast. I've been kind of looking at that. Tracked down another 510 HNA because it was a really good antenna for me. And but I can't seem to find a legit Carolina Wyndham. There was a company called Radio Works that used to make them for years and years. And, man, I had that thing up there over 20 years, and it worked great. But I guess they went out of business or something. And buying antennas anymore, boy, you really got to be careful to figure out who the parent company is. And I found out that the hard way, because a couple of years ago I purchased a Chris-Craft HF base antenna. It was supposed to be a 6 through 20. I don't remember. It was MV7 or some crap. I can't remember the number now. But come to find out after I bought it and tried to start putting it together is that MFJ had bought out Cushcraft, which explained a lot because the antenna was garbage. And it cost me $450 when I put the thing up, and it performs about as good as a wet noodle. I was so pissed.
Yeah, you know, I've been almost just shopping like these boutique antenna shops almost because, you know, you pay a premium, but they're all made here and they're made properly and they take pride in what they do. I bought one MFJ product. It was a tri-mag mount for a ham stick, and I put it on the roof of my Tacoma, and it destroyed it. I wasn't even driving with it. I was just using it for POTA, but that thing absolutely destroyed my paint. I will never buy anything from MFJ. Well, they're gone now for good reason. But, yeah, no. You got to be careful. You're right. That's why I just stick with my wires because at least I can tune them. But I'm going to clear out of here. We're going to go to dinner, and the kids are being obnoxious. So it was good talking to you. I'm sure we'll start talking a little bit more here. I'll listen out at 8 BBS.
10-4, good, buddy. Absolutely. Yeah, I had no idea they went out of business, but again, like you said, not surprised. There was a reason they called them mother effing junk. 7-3 old man, W. Item.
All right, hitting the road again with my Hiroki in hand. The clear to go. AF8F. UN from WAFU. Hey, Dakota, you still here?
He said he was rounding up kids to take them out to dinner.
Okay, I gotcha. I got it while I was busy working with Dakota there. I got a message from figure out how to figure out what he knows. God.
any instruction but that.
Node dot. Yeah, it's easy. I caught not much of it, but it's like node is node number dot local.
All right. Yeah. Node number. Node plus the number dot local. Okay. Yeah, he should have all that. I don't remember what number he pulled, but if you hear him, like I said, help him find it.
Okay, I'll be glad to.
What's on your agenda?
You need a better repeater.
How about this one? In a really bad area, 24 mile an hour and 53. Just none of my repeaters cover over here. I got to get something up this way. I got to figure it out. Whoever that was, you're worse than I presume I was.
Yeah, I roamed over to Warren. Am I better?
Yep, and I should be getting better. I'm powering south here, so I should be getting better.
Yeah, I'll be out of here shortly. We're going for a walk. We're doing that charity 5K thing, and myself, mostly, and Marion a little, we're working up to it, so we're going to the park. There's a mile track there. I should be able to do the mile, because I made it up to point eight, so that's where we're heading, so I'm going to be stepping out. I have my handy talkie with me, though, see how that works. But yeah, node is number 60 blah, 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 dot local, and that should get him into it. Flash all scan. You okay? You dropped out.
Just got somebody having a little mini road rage dealing with. But I mean nothing serious, just being kind of a douche canoe.
You were talking about your motorcycle days. Fun fact, Marion was a bop for a while.
She a scooter babe?
Yeah, her late husband, 15 years. She said she had her own bike, but I've never seen a picture of it. I'm catching grief, Sean. She says her bike was bigger than my bike. Probably was. I only hit a 650. Virago. I'll be on my handy talkie. Touch it a little bit. WB.
All right. I'm just navigating some traffic here. And, you know, if the woman told you she had a big scooter, you don't doubt that. Anyhow. My wife was just a passenger. She was damn good at it, though. And let me tell you what, that is not a silly statement. A good rider, you know, is hard to find. But of course, she weighed 110 pounds soaking wet, so it was also not terribly hard luggage to carry. All right, we'll be listening for a while.
W8FU. Hers wasn't an 1100 Shadow.
Well, there you have it. So, you said yours was a 650, so she had the big one.
Yep, 50 Virago. He went riding once. I couldn't keep up with him. Even on acceleration and stuff, you know, it wasn't like it was high speed, but like even taking off with the lights and stuff, it was kind of embarrassing.
My largest to date was 1,340 cc's. That's as big as I got.
One of the tough areas, like, you know, after he passed, he had a road king anniversary type. He had to sell it.
Yepers, well, your signal's a little flighty, so I'm going to cut you loose. Pay attention here to my driving. I just got dumped out on the mound road. It's a little, it requires my attention. Plus, I gotta make a stop here, and I gotta navigate from the far left all the way across this traffic to the far right in a very short order. So I'll be back. W8FU.
Okay, I'll scan. I know MI5 works here real well, so I'll just scan it. So if I don't answer you there, just give me a call there. All right, we're gonna try doing our mind. Talk to you later. W8FU.
KF8FGS monitoring. KF8FGS monitoring. KF8FGS monitoring.
W8PD.
KF8FGS monitoring.
KF8FGS, I think it was. This is K8BB. Name is Don. Just pulling out of Starbucks for the late afternoon coffee.
K8BB, is that correct? Kilo 8 Alpha Alpha?
K8BB, like Baker Baker. My name is Don.
Good afternoon, Don. I should say good evening. It's after 6 p.m. Yeah, which Starbucks you near?
Well, I'm nowhere near home, which is why I'm there. Near Hall Road and Shaner in Macomb Township. Just heading back home toward Pontiac from Port Huron. A little afternoon pick-me-up. I guess, as you said, evening pick-me-up at this point.
Roger that. Yeah, I never got along too well with Starbucks. It's always
been strong for me. I mean, good full flavor and everything, but you know, I get the jitters real quick from Starbucks coffee. But I guess that's why people drink it. Back to you, Don. Oh, this is David, by the way, KFA-FGS, that's finding good signals. And, yeah, back to you, Don.
Hi, David. Yeah, pleased to make your acquaintance. I do like my coffee strong. I drink it strong and black. This was a dark roast that they had that's a new, some new roast. I always, whatever they've got that's kind of the flavor of the season or whatever, I always get that. But, yeah, I suppose I'm a little immune to the jitters at this point, but I do like Starbucks. I like the dark roast. I like the, you know, they sort of go to the edge in the way they roast. So it's all good. But yeah, I just got a little bit of a drive here. I was up in Port Huron this afternoon with a group of people, a group of friends, and just heading back home.
Yeah, roger that. I'm just wondering, how do you read my signal, Don?
You're pretty clear. So I'm on the Warren repeater, 442.6. There's a bunch of linked repeaters together, so not sure. Oh, so if, I think I thought you, it sounded like you had a K courtesy call, so maybe you're getting into the Warren repeater too. But yeah, your signal seems to be pretty good. The audio seems to be okay. And no problems at all.
Yeah, roger that, Don. Well, I was on HT, actually in the basement, a 6-inch rubber duck antenna. I just switched over to a base antenna here. Hopefully it's a little bit better.
Oh, yeah, that's clear. You're basically, I mean, I'm mobile, so the signal's, you know, kind of coming in and out due to the, just moving. But you sound like you're full quieting into the repeater now. It seemed okay before, though. I didn't notice anything that was amiss, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's good to know, Don. That's good to know. Yeah, Pontiac to Port Huron. Well, was that work-related excursion?
No, just on my way back home. No, just a social event on a rare Saturday, not working. The local hi-fi audio club has their monthly meet, and so this month's host was up in Port Huron, so I went up there for several hours this afternoon and listened to some records and talked to old friends and you know, sipped some bourbon and had some chili dogs and, you know, stuff like that. So just heading back home. Where are you? So it sounds like that you are getting a hay currency tones from their repeater, so you must be in the Warren site. Curious where you are getting into it.
So I'm at basically 21 Mile and Ryan, which would be Auburn Road and Ryan. And yeah, we hit most of the repeaters. We hit several of the FBI repeaters and Mount Clemens and Hazel Park and Oak Park and Detroit and whatnot from here. I'm the guy that, I don't know, you may have heard about the shovel handle J-pole. Well, that's me.
Okay, so I had not heard that, but so I'll wait because I just drove by. So I'm at M59 in DeQuinder right now, so just drove by roughly where you are. So no, I missed that about the J-pole, something about the J-pole. Missed whatever words came before that.
K8BB, this is KF8FGS. Yeah, I got my ticket back in December, and we got back into the hobby after many years hiatus. And I was sitting in my truck on the mobile, you know, in the middle of January, and, you know, doing some of the different nets and whatnot, and it was cold and I was uncomfortable. And I got to looking over at the house, and I noticed that there was, you know, I knew there was no frost right up next to the house. So I had built a J-pole during the summer as I was studying for my tech. And so I went to the garage, got that J-pole and a shovel, and I stomped the shovel into the ground right next to the house. took some zip ties, put that J-pole on there, so the tip of it's about, oh, I don't know, say, 10, 12 feet off of the ground level up in the flower bed. Ran a chunk of coax in the house, and here I am, the shovel-handled J-pole, just waiting for weather to change so I can get a proper antenna up on the chimney. KF8FGS back to KBB. Don, go ahead.
I love it. So I've done similar things. I don't know that I've ever attached an antenna to a shovel handle, but that's great. it's obviously working, I've done similar things. You know, attached a fence post, piece of whatever. When I was in college, I attached antennas to the railing of the balcony of the apartment that was I was in, and worked a lot at DX with those antennas. I had, a couple of painter poles, like you get at Home Depot. You know, we put the long extendable painter poles that have the threaded end on it. Or you can put a suction cup in it, change a light bulb that's going in the air. I had one of those, and so I put an antenna mount on top of that. So I strapped to the balcony railing, and so I got my antenna like 15 feet up above that. That worked pretty well. Oh, yeah, shovel handle, that's a new one. I like it.
Yeah, well, when I was back in high school, or junior high school, actually, we built a few crystal radios, and, just to try to keep up our five words a minute, and our antenna was just a wire that hung out my second floor bedroom window, and just hung down toward the ground, and that was what we had, and you know what, it worked. But it's, I've got, I'm planning to get a Comet, what is it, the D333, the tri-band. I've got a Anytone tri-band radio that I want to use as a base radio. So I figure if that's tri-band, I might as well go ahead and get the tri-band antenna, and once the weather changes a bit, and I feel adventurous enough to get out the extension ladder and climb up there. Well, I'm going to go ahead and mount that antenna up there, and we'll see what I just got my coax, so I'm going to get that run through the house and in preparation to mount that antenna, and then that'll be about probably be 35 feet up in the air. And that should do me well. With the J-pole, I can hit Belle Isle from here at 21 Mile Road. So if I get that up, get an antenna up on the roof, I should be in good shape. KF8FGS back to K8BB. Got
KF8FGS from K8BB. Yeah, you'll do well. If you can get the antenna 35 feet up, that's great. That's higher than what most people have. My VHF UHF antenna that's just hooked to the FM radio in the shack, it's a diamond dual band, or I guess it's a diamond tri-band, 6 meters, 2 meters, and 440. But it's just attached to a piece of pipe that's coming off the plumbing fence, the old stink pipe on the back of the house. So there's a piece of mast up there, and then the antenna. So it sticks a little above the house, but it's maybe, it might be 25 feet to the base of it at the most. And it's okay. It gets out to most of the repeaters around. Not that I'm dialing around a lot of repeaters, but it gets around to most of the repeaters. I don't really think it's high enough to do much for simplex, but there's not a lot of simplex activity around in this area. At least, well, maybe there is. I'm just not hearing it because my antenna's too low. But, yeah, you'll do well at that height, for sure, especially if what you've got now is doing so well. Not at all high.
Yeah, well, it's the repeater network. It's a repeater network. I get on that. This repeater is quite often. It's not right now, but it's generally hooked up to the CMN network, and there's got to be, 20, 25 repeaters all through, what it is. And I've made some good contact with that and talking to guys all over the place. I tend to get up in the middle of the night and unable to sleep, so I'll get on the radio and find somebody else that's either hasn't gone to bed yet or got up early. So I've had some nice conversations, Don.
Yeah, they do. So the FBI repeaters are basically, you know, this one is a Richmond repeater, and I think those are the two main ones. There's like this small Romeo one, and now, you know, kind of a specific area Almont one that's sitting on mine. It plans for a couple of others. So then there's a Detroit repeater that I think may be affiliated with the FBI, or maybe it's the WACMN, Central Michigan Network repeater. And then CMN, as you said, yeah, there's a whole bunch of repeaters in Flint and Burton, and then toward the north part of the state and some stuff out west. So, yeah, they've got that. And I think Mount Clemens, I forgot about that one. So, yeah, you can, I think the idea is that if, you know, you're kind of anywhere around town, and you've got a, you know, HT radio and a little magnet mount on your car, you can probably get into one of those repeaters from most areas with, you know, some reasonable amount of reliability. Like, that's kind of an emergency preparedness communication goal. And in the meantime, we just all chat about stuff on that network.
Yeah, I've monitored quite a bit, and talk in the mornings on the Warren FBI, or the FBI repeaters in general. You know, there's guys that come in from Flushing and Duran and down in Madison Heights, and the guys on their way to work. And it's a crew of, they're techs of some sort, you know, I should say radio technicians of some sort and communication specialists. And it's interesting to hear them talk about, you know, the different projects they got going and what have you. It's a good bunch of guys on that. It's early morning drive time, you know, between 6 and 7. And it's sort of their own little morning brew crew. KF8 FGS, back to you, K8BB.
Yeah, I confess I don't listen much in the morning. It's a little early for me. I tend to be on radar a little bit later than that. I'm kind of in the office between about 8:30 and 9:30, so I'm kind of a night owl. This I know about myself. So, but by the time I'm in bed asleep, I'm not getting myself up at 6 in the morning to be on the air and the road by, you know, 7 or 7:30 or whatever. But yeah, I'm well aware of the early crew. I think some of them tend to get back on the air about between about 3:30 and 4:30 on the way home. Yeah, as you said, good group of guys, know their stuff.
Yeah, definitely a good group of guys. In fact, I'm a member of the Macomb County ARPSC, and then I'm a member of the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club. And there's a lot of crossover between those two organizations. And so, in fact, I had breakfast with several of them this morning. There's probably 10 guys this morning at the Cozy Cabin down there on 12 Mile by DeGuinder. And, yeah, a good bunch of guys. And we'll get on the net. Hazel Park has the net tomorrow night. They have you probably have heard it, at 8 o'clock they have, like, a round table. And then they have the formal net starts at 9, which actually that is kind of late for me. I typically go to bed, you know, between 8 and 9. But yeah, a good bunch of people I've met, and not a stinker in the bunch.
Well, that's only because I haven't been to breakfast lately. I will occasionally, if I'm up and about on a Saturday morning, I'll head to that breakfast. I've got old history with the Cozy Cabin restaurant. They used to teach at the school down the street, and so we would head over there from time to time if we had a little extra time for a lunch, or if we had something after school if we needed to stay for, and just needed some early dinner. But yeah, familiar with them, and yeah, good guys. Haven't been down there myself in a while, but maybe it's time. Maybe it's time for me to get down there.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd be welcome. Today there was, 12. They were 12 guys down there for breakfast this morning. Of course, you get the cross-conversation, cross-table from one end to the other, back and forth, and it's always good. It's always good. And then, I don't know, but here we have a new silent key his name was Joe. It was,
was his call was KE4ZYQ, and on the ARPSC net on Thursday night, it was very touching. They put a call out for him, you know, before the net started. Net control put out a call for him, of course, followed by silence, and called again and once again, and then announced to everyone that was silent. We had heard about it. Good guy, you know, good strong radio, and always willing to help everybody with ideas and thoughts. He's been a long time ham, so yeah, that was interesting. It's always hate to lose a guy that's strong on the radio. KF8FGS, back to you.
Yeah, I heard about that covering Joe Pass. I heard that. That show was well known on the air, and some repeaters, other repeaters. Good conversation with us, and yeah, as you said, always ready to offer encouragement to everybody on the air. Nice of them to do that. I am in my neighborhood. I am just pulling onto my street here after one more stop, so I don't get in the house. But nice to make your acquaintance. Nice chatting. And I'm sure I listen a lot. I listen a lot more than I actually throw my call out. In the car for a while today, so I thought I'd throw it out. I'm sure we'll catch you on the air soon. Nice chatting. KF8, I think it was KF8FGS from KABD.
Well, Don, it was my pleasure. I'll say 73 to you. And, yeah, that's KF8FGS. That's Finding Good Signals. David here in Shelby Township. 73, have a good evening. We'll talk again sometime.
73, KF8.
John, did you move over to here? This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
This is KF8FJH testing.